So the poaching of high-end coaching talent in the Pac-12 continues. In the last couple of weeks, Arizona State lost a defensive line coach to Oklahoma. They lost their defensive coordinator to Syracuse. Last night, Colorado lost their head coach, Mel Tucker, to Michigan State. This reported by Bruce Feldman. This happened late last night around midnight. This is why it's not good news. If you're a Sun Devil fan, you'll spin it. Well, this is great for us in the Pac-12 South. No, you can't spin this. This is a bigger problem. The Pac-12 cannot keep quality coaches because they simply cannot compete on a financial level. It's as though the Pac-12 is becoming the JV and the Big Ten, the SEC, or the varsity for coaches. The numbers, according to Bruce Feldman, are stunning. So Mel Tucker leaves. They doubled his coaching pool salary in Michigan State from $3.15 million to over $6 million to go out and fill out a staff. No way the Pac-12 can compete with that. They doubled Mel Tucker's salary. They came back at him and said, well, just double your number. It's been reported that the football budget in the Big Ten per school is $52 million per school. Meantime, in the Pac-12, that number's right around the mid-20s. Simply cannot compete. Now, I get it. There's a side of this story where Mel Tucker was on Nick Saban's staff at Michigan State. He played for Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin, so he had a familiarity with what the Big Ten is all about. But this is a bigger overarching problem within the Pac-12, that they simply are not on the same playing field. And when people say, why are all these kids leaving? Why are these coaches leaving? It's because the dollars simply aren't there. I think, too, on this story, you know, Mel Tucker can just get up and leave in the middle of the night. Brennan Rice, Jason Harris, who said, you know what, I'm going to sign the dotted line. I am going to go play at CU. It's kind of a different situation for them. When the players are not able to just come and go and move as they please, it simply isn't a level playing field for the players and all this. I want to hear the, well, they get the scholarship, they have the opportunity. We can go through this debate. It's been going on for 20 years, but in the middle of the night, Mel Tucker just has the moving van show up and go. It's not so simple for the player to get out of his commitment and look at it and say, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I probably would have signed at this school or that school. Now, on a not-so-pleasant local story, the Suns, all right? A couple weeks ago, they were just a game out of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. Let me just remind you, simply to remind you, I'm not picking on them. The last time the Suns had a playoff game was 10 years ago. 10. Okay, what were you doing 10 years ago? Where were you 10 years ago? Well, your hometown heroes on the hardwood are 6.5 back of Memphis for the final playoff spot. It looks like they're fading into the abyss again. And that's why tonight, their last game before the All-Star break, is of vital importance. They play Golden State. Golden State is rebuilding. The Warriors have the worst record in the NBA this year, and Steve Kerr doesn't care. They don't have Steph Curry. They don't have Klay Thompson. They're changing things up. Kevin Durant's no longer there. So you're going to go through a year like this. But Golden State's not going to sit there and miss 10 straight years of postseason play. So if the Suns lay an egg tonight and just get on to the All-Star break, guys, when you get on this rant about how Devin Booker gets disrespected, I don't know. If you're on a team that never does anything, there's going to be a national perception of, yeah, the numbers he's putting them up on a bad team. This is the end result for Devin Booker. He is sentenced to not make All-Star teams. Yeah, you can talk about him making the Olympic squad, and it would be fine if he did. This isn't a Devin Booker bash. You know, hear me out here. This is not a Devin Booker hammer job. This is simply the Suns are the problem, and it's not changing. You can go put on social media, show great dunks by Cam Johnson. You still lose by 25. You get jack stomped, all right? You can't win battles on social media. W's and L's are what matters. And this team, man, they are just so frustrating to see them go so far down the tubes. Zion Williamson, you see Zion last night had 31. Pelicans roll to the victory. He's so much fun to watch. In college basketball, we have a 25-0 team. At one point in time in my little career, I was the play-by-play voice of San Diego State. They played in a dumpy gym. Tony Gwynn, the late Tony Gwynn, was my color analyst. I never thought they'd get out of this mess. 25-0 after winning last night over New Mexico. What a great story that is. And lastly, I did get caught up in the Coyotes last night. Game-winning goal was wiped out by interference. They lose at Toronto 3-2. A pretty impressive performance, though. They do get a point out of it. Have yourself a great Wednesday.